and welcome, everybody. It's Showbiz time.
That's right. Thank you for joining us again.
It's good to have you.
You've got very deep on that welcome, weren't you?
Well, yes. I was just thinking about when I was hitting puberty a while ago.
Oh, yes. And a good time.
It was a fantastic time. And pre-puberty, I had a very low voice.
Yes, I think you kind of had a reverse puberty. You were quite a hairy baby.
Absolutely, I was.
All those photos.
And I noticed that hair would always retreat back into me.
Yes, yeah, like retractable.
That's it,
like
exactly.
Like a cat's claws.
Like a cat's claws, exactly. We'd go, and I made a noise.
Yes.
So
a bit like Wolverine.
Like Wolverine's
claws. Our good friend Hugh Jackman.
But that was my hair.
Yes.
That was my hair, which was often sweaty.
Did it happen, was it ever emotionally charged for
you? Absolutely, yes. So there were moments in that when I was on heat.
Yes.
That I noticed it. Vanish a lot faster.
Yes, happens to us
smooth
all.
Smooth like a baby, yeah. I was.
Yes, if you're on heat, sometimes it goes very quick.
Absolutely. But that's
you can't help it.
You can't help it.
You're going through puberty.
That's just part of growing up, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess that's just growing up.
That's showbiz, baby.
Yeah.
But yes, it's great to be on the air with you again. It's a privilege, I would say, Mr. Philip.
An honour. An honour, definitely.
And it's a rarity. Not many, I would say.
Certainly a rarity.
Certainly, statistically, I would say
anomaly.
An anomaly.
Yes.
Isn't that where Nemo hangs out?
Yes, I believe.
Anomaly?
Sea anomaly. Nominee.
Yes.
Yeah, bunderbot.
Yeah, that's it.
Something
yes.
like that.
And to you too. We're
back after quite an eventful week.
It's been a huge week for both of us, actually, individually.
Individually and collectively.
And collectively.
The best types.
Absolutely. They're two categories.
How's it been busy for you?
Well,
what have you been up to?
You know this, but I suppose the listeners don't yet know. And now I celebrated a milestone birthday.
Yes.
It wasn't mine.
Oh, no.
No, it was
Miles, wasn't it?
Yes.
Milestone's birthday.
That's it, yes. And we actually did that.
That was what we both did. That was down at the local park.
Yes, it was actually
Warragul.
It was the Warragul. It was right next to one of those milestones. We knew how far away it was to Warragul.
Several miles.
Absolutely.
Which was quite confusing, given it was at the Warragul local park.
Yes.
But it was actually located in Seaford.
It was quite a distance.
So it was miles away from Warragul.
We travel for miles because he's a good bloke.
He's a great bloke.
Yeah, he's a
top bloke.
A bit younger than us.
I'd say he's a solid bloke.
He's solid, absolutely.
He's stoic.
He's stoic.
He's
engorged.
He's tumescent.
Tumescent. And all the power to him, you know. It's good on him. Anyway, it was his birthday. We yes. spent a bit of time there. We knocked back some coldies.
Knocked back some hotties, too.
We certainly did.
Sorry, ladies. We're taken men.
We've got a ring on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes, and on our fingers too.
Yes, a ring there too. Yes. Most important ring.
Exactly, the most obvious one.
Yeah, well, yeah, certainly.
By far. So that was a big thing. It was a BBQ.
Yes.
And we cooked up some lamb, some pork, some chicken, some beef.
It was all just a big shawarma, wasn't it?
It was a shawarma.
It was kind of like we use the local, those barbecues that you put your little coin in and you press the button.
You hit go.
But it was a bit of a horizontal shawarma.
It was a horizontal
shawarma. Not a vertical
shawarma.
One. So after a while, people developed RSI having to rotate that big pole of meats.
I find whenever I have a horizontal shawarma with my meats with the net, I get RSI.
I think you should consult your doctor.
I did. Well, that's another thing I did this week, actually. I went back to see Doc. And
that must mean they interject with our favourite jingle. Les is off to the doctor again.
Yes, no, I did go and visit the doc, and I had a bit of operation done, as I tend to do. Yes. This time, I wanted to get my septum pierced.
What is your septum? Where's your septum?
My septum?
Yes.
Do you mean to show you?
Well, I mean, if you can.
Have a look.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And you like that? I've gone with the rod piercing.
Here's the question, though.
Yes.
Septum?
Yes.
Are they partial to getting septic?
Absolutely, they are. You've got to be very careful.
So what do you do to keep it clean?
I keep it in a septic tank.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
That's helpful.
Keeps it bubbling away.
Yes, I can imagine. Do you have to clean that out every year or so?
Yeah, thereabouts. Yeah.
Call out the drain man or something?
No, I tend to... You know, I did used to call out the drain man, but I've gone with the... You know how you can get that kind of current... You get a tube and you go... And it pulls the current... You get all the
like
air...
Like a bong.
Not like a bong, Mr. Philip. I mean more like...
Bit of garden hose, a Gatorade bottle.
Well, it's the garden hose, yes, and no Gatorade. It's when you, like, you create a siphon.
It
kind of siphons it all out. So you get the initial... And then it siphons it all out for you. And I just put it in the grass.
Oh, yes, yes, I see.
And but I do find that it keeps my septum piercing, which I've only just got, as you know, ready for summer.
Exactly. And that's the main thing you want to take it out and show it.
Exactly. So those are two big things. And the last thing I did, just I'm sorry that I'm hogging the microphone
No,
here.
That's quite all right.
No, I know.
I've got nothing to add, so please.
Oh, no. You've had a big week too, Mr. You sit over there preparing your story, all right? The last thing I did this week, which was pretty special, I came back, as you know, from our little holiday away. This was just before Miles's birthday. Went away with the net and the kids, and we went to Phuk It.
Oh yeah,
in Thailand.
That's very good.
Yeah, we went to a coastal, and I've always seen it on buses and on planes.
I've seen it on Getaway.
Absolutely,
you know they say Phuk It.
They go, let's
go Getaway.
Yeah, that's it.
Getaway to Phuk It.
Yeah, old Sandra Shelley. What's
Shelley.
Yeah, Shelley.
Shelley.
Shelley Smelly.
Shelley.
Yeah, that's what we call her.
Shelley.
Yeah, she said, "Hey, look, it's such." Some sales on at Phuk It, so took everyone down there, and we had a great time on the beach there.
Got some frequent flyer points going Phuk It.
Oh, we sure did.
Yeah.
Yes. I flew with a Virgin.
Oh, yes.
Which is, was my...
First time.
Was my young boy, yeah.
Might leave that there. How do you go on the No, we'll leave with that.
Yes, we'll pop that one in the
bin.
Yes, Mr. Philip, you know what I've done. Now it's time for you to tell me what you've done.
Well, yes, I mean we both went to see Miles.
Yes, we did.
That was wonderful. We had quite a business venture.
Did you?
On the weekend?
What did you do?
You understand that being a modern man.
As you are.
As we all are. We are modern men. There's, new ways of self-care.
There are.
Looking after yourself, looking after your hygiene, looking after your appearance.
Yes.
Something that I don't often do.
I've noted that.
So, my dearly beloved Margaret, she said, "Bloody Phil, what are you doing?"
Did she?
That's what she said, and that's how she said it.
I bet.
And she said, "Get outside. Look after yourself." So I went, all right, well, I'll go down to the supermarket.
Yes.
And what's on sale? What can I do to look after myself? A bit of grooming.
Yes.
On sale.
Yes.
But not, there's a new way of grooming.
Yes. What is it?
It's called bushfires.
Oh, yes.
You'll probably heard it in the news, a lot of news.
Yes.
Bushfires, it's taking over Tasmania at the moment.
Yes, quite a craze.
And they're preparing this summer.
Yes.
It's going to be a bushfire summer.
Really?
So rather than shaving it.
Yes.
Rather than waxing it.
Yes.
Which is quite painful.
Epilating.
Yes. And rather than hair removal.
Yes.
They just say, what you can do is put a bit of Vaseline on it.
Yes.
Vaseline, that's a flammable one, isn't it?
It can be.
Sure, it is for the purpose of this story. Put a bit of Vaseline on it, light it up.
Yes.
And it just goes, whoosh,
all off.
And all your bush is burnt off in an instant.
Wow.
And obviously, you need to do a little bit of maintenance after it.
Yeah, well,
a bit of back burning later.
After you've done the front, I assume.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, of course, you do the front and then the back.
Yeah, yes.
Yes. And I love the buck.
Oh, it's good. Very.
But yeah, I did a bit of that. And let me tell you, it went down like a treat.
Did it really?
Margaret?
Did she like it?
She did.
Did she like it?
From afar, she liked it.
Yes. Well,
close up. No touching anymore. Yeah. So we maintain social distancing.
As you should, yes.
Yes, of course.
Yes, you never know when the next pandemic may arrive.
We've got to remain vigilant.
You do.
And for that, I always credit Margaret with remaining vigilant.
She is notoriously
She
vigilant.
Keeps a vigil at our house always.
Yes, she does. I've seen it. And I've always been surprised.
Very impressive.
Very, very much so.
One of the things I love about Margaret.
One of them. List one. Another.
Her face.
Yeah.
It's a good face.
Great face.
Love that face.
Beautiful face. What a face to wake up to at a distance in the morning.
At a distance.
Yes.
Usually from another bedroom.
Yes. Now, you occasionally wear glasses, I've noticed.
Yes, you're quite right. Just personal preference.
Yes. Now, I happened to pick those up the other day.
Not for a particular reason.
Yes. Well, that's what I was going to say. I noted that they have no lenses.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's actually one time how I met Margaret. I had glasses on.
Yes.
And she said, "What are you doing wearing glasses? I didn't know you wear glasses."
Well,
and
she
I went
met
like
you.
This. I went, "Margaret, look at this." And I put my fingers
through the
spaces,
the frames.
Through the frames.
Yes.
And I said, "They're fake."
Wow.
And she said, "Are you Clark Kent?"
Did she?
And I said, "No, I'm Philip."
I think you're going to have to bleep that one, mate. She can't call you that.
I know, I'm Philip.
Yes.
And she went, "Oh, righto." So then I bought her a drink, and that was the story of how I wooed my wife.
Wow. Well, that was a long time ago,
mate. That was nigh on millennia ago.
It would be. You could divide that up into eons. If you really
you
tried.
You could if you wanted to.
If you could. But we needn't do maths.
No, we don't have time to do that.
No, we don't. But what we do have time for is a bit of news.
A bit of news. Right, and that noise, as always, signals it's time for the news.
It's time for the news.
Universally renowned noise for
yes,
the news.
And universally renowned news, too, we find on this show.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Have you got the first bit of news?
Oh, I freaking hope so.
You've got the first bit of news.
Of course I do. Yes, I do. Sorry. Sometimes I forget things, you see.
Yes, it does happen at our age.
It does happen at our age. No,
Half
look,
of course.
There's some news.
Big news.
Big news coming out of the Parliament.
Yes, big news in the world of politics.
We have spoken about friend of the show, Daniel Andrews.
Yes.
Dan, as we call him. Or Andrews, as we sometimes also call him.
Sometimes we call him Dandrews.
We do. Sometimes we call him Andy.
Sometimes. I've heard people call him Daddy.
Have you?
Yes.
Was it his children?
Yes.
Yes.
Was.
Good. I'm glad. Sometimes we also call him Toby, but he
doesn't respond
doesn't
to
really
that.
Get into that. No, it's something we've tried to catching on, but it doesn't. Anyway, beside the point, Daddy has decided.
Daddy's decided. Well, luckily enough, he was the Premier, obviously.
He was the Premier of the state.
And he's decided to step down from that, obviously.
Yes, but also step up into a new role.
Well, he had to step down from that because
Correct.
He's stepping up.
He has designed a military coup to take over a small Southeast Asian country, which he has done. And he's finally... there's been a lot of supporters for him to become a dictator.
Yes.
And finally, he's heard their voices. He said, "I hear you. I hear you."
He's living up to the name.
He's doing it. Exactly. So,
and that's, I think, a good news story.
Fantastic
a
news
A bit of inspiration
story.
For us all, you know. Chase your dreams.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
And follow the haters.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll tell you what to do.
No, put them over in Thailand.
Absolutely.
Hey? Put them in Phuket.
In Phuket.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Listen to your heart.
Exactly. Listen to your heart. And that's what he's done. And good on you. Dandy.
Good on your Daddy Andrew.
Yes, very well done. That's my bit of news. Dictator Dan is in power.
Well, in other news, obviously, we've got the big weekend for sport,
wasn't
it? A massive weekend with AFL Grand Final. I'm wondering, should we cross to perhaps a specialist reporter?
Absolutely we should.
Maybe we should cross to Peter Peterson.
Peter Peterson was on the scene.
He was on the scene, our dearly beloved Sergeant Peter Peterson.
Sergeant Peter Peterson. Yeah, he was there. Why don't we cross to him and we can ask him a couple of questions?
Yes, of course. All righty. Yes, special reporter Peter Peterson.
G'day, boys. How's it going?
Wonderful to have you on the show again, Peter Peterson.
Thank you.
Tell us about this grand final that was on the weekend. It was Collingwood versus Brisbane.
It was Collingwood versus...
Collingwood Magpies, Brisbane Lions. What was the end result?
Well, I know you wanted to know that, boys. I've been here. Just to quickly start off, I'd really like you to call me Sergeant.
Sergeant, of course, sir.
Yes. Yes, no problem, sir. Big game for the boys this week. We had, as you say, the Pies versus the Lions, which in nature, the Lions will always win.
Of course.
Pies have...
Devour those pies.
Pies
they're delicious.
They're scrummy and they have no defence.
They can be quite expensive, particularly at the MCG, I've noticed.
I've noticed that as well.
Paying $10 for a single pie.
It was quite a gladiatorial moment.
Yes.
We had people in the crowd there with the pies.
Were there many pies ejected?
Some pies were ejected, yes. Seven.
Seven pies?
Ejected.
That's an improvement on previous years, I think.
Well, this year was a pretty special year for the boys.
Yes, and for the pies?
The pies, yes. More so the Lions.
Celebratory pies.
They had
the Lions.
The Lions, no, they had a win.
Oh, did they now?
They did, and we had 91,817 people there.
What was the end score?
The end score, would you like it in... What in what metric?
I mean, goals, behinds, and then points, please, if you will.
All right, well, total goals for the whole game is 19.
Wowee!
And,
how was that split?
Total, I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, okay.
And total behinds was 27.
Yes.
And total score?
19-27, yes.
Yes, was 141.
141.
So a lot of scores made. That was divided up by Collingwood, 9.12.
Yes.
Or 9-12.
9-12,
In brackets, 66.
Yes.
And Brisbane Lions.
Yes.
They had 10.15.
Wow.
Which is 10-15.
I hope the math's there.
The math's
the math ain't mathin' in my head.
Oh, don't worry about it.
But I'm hoping it's mathin' in real life.
Oh, it's there. It was quite a game to behold.
Norm Smith, the medalist, who was that?
Normie, yeah. That was Bucks.
Oh, yep.
The big
Good on your Bucks.
Yeah, Bucksy got it. Congrats to him. And the Jock McHale medalist, as we all like to care about.
Yes.
That was Lee Matty.
Beautiful.
Yeah, he did well.
Beautiful.
And, of course, we had Stephen Quatermain commentating the game with Hutto.
The best pairing,
absolutely.
I find.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're my top.
They're like, it's just wine and cheese, those boys. bloody love them.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Sergeant Peter Peterson.
At ease, boys.
At ease to you, too.
And yeah, no worries, mate.
Beautiful.
Fantastic. There,
wasn't that wonderful? Cross to our specialist reporter.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be cross to, you know, Brian Taylor or...
No, BT. PO.
It's, maybe we've got, Stephen Quatermain type.
We've got SS.
Maybe Bruce Cometti.
I mean, PP.
PP.
PP. I called him SS.
Yeah.
He was part of the SS briefly, but he doesn't like us bringing that up.
No, that was against his will.
No, that
he was a young man.
He was a young man, and as we all were.
Exactly. And we all make mistakes.
But you know what? Where the time is not young.
No, the time is quite late.
You know what time it's for?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds snippet. Sometimes a little bit more.
Yes.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We've got 6 second snippets back by popular demand.
You asked, we answered, and then we suggested we'll do this segment as well.
We've got 3 songs today for you.
3.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, call in on our phone number. That phone number is...
1.
2.
3.
5.
That's it. 1, 2, 3, 5 is the number for today.
Call in. Punch. Call in on that number. Ask for Les and Phil. It'll get patched through
patched
to Jeremy. And then make sure you say to Jeremy, hey, I want to talk to Les and Phil.
Yes, about 6 second snippets. We will not be taking other calls at this time.
Exactly. You can save your doctor's questions for another day.
That's another day. We're not predictable.
No. No, we have variety in our show.
Notoriously an hour and varietous.
A great varietal.
That's correct.
Alrighty, shall we play our first... Oh, what's up for grabs?
Oh, this time we're mixing it up.
Speaking of variety, what is our listener going to win?
Well, I know you're expecting me to say ham and wine. But it's season 5. We've been resuscitated. This season, something new, baby.
Ooh.
We have on offer 500 millilitres of Schopfhofer beer from the Hofbräuhaus in Germany. Schopfhofer is coming your way.
Yes.
Okay. And for runners up, don't worry, there is food to go with this drink.
I was going to say, yes.
We have one tub of Kewpie mayonnaise.
Ah, the best type of mayonnaise.
And we've got it in tub form, not in tube form.
No, yes, you'll have to scoop it out with a utensil of some sort.
That's it. Your choice for utensil.
Of course.
Not given to you.
And it's B-Y-O-U.
Which stands for?
Bring your own utensil.
Yes, it does.
It surely does.
It does. Very good.
Very good indeed. All right.
Everyone, get your fingers on your phones for 1, 2, 3, 5. Here is our first segment.
Here we go. Hey now, you're an all-star.
Get your game on. Go. Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
Get your game on.
Go.
Go where?
Well, is it a where? Is it an action? Is it go and talk?
Is it go pies?
Is it a go pro?
Oh, well, that's a nice reference there. Hopefully we get a sponsorship from them.
We will get sponsorship.
Yes. Call us right now.
And in that repetitive.
This is high energy episode
we've
today.
We've got QP, we've got Schopfhofer.
Yeah, we're ready to rock and roll.
Oh, yes. Play it again, Jez. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your
game on. Go.
Wow. Okay.
Wowee.
Tricky.
Alrighty. Call. Should we go to caller?
Yes, we should. Let's line them up. Jeremy, patch them through as we've said you're going to do. We'd like to chat with our first caller. Hello, listener. You're on the line with Les, Phil, and Jez. What's your name?
G'day, boys. That's Tramp. I got on. I've called you last week and I've just stayed on the phone the entire time.
I don't know how to bring
so
you.
That's how I got in.
I don't know how to bring you.
Holy shit, I've just seen that too. Alrighty, maybe I'll just talk out here. Is that a bit better?
Yeah, that's much better there, Tramp.
I'll just talk out here.
Thanks. Now, Tramp, quickly.
I've been on hold for about. Oh, I want to say 12 days or so. Yes. Maybe even 14.
probably close to it. Trev, quick, what is the answer?
What's the answer? Go play.
Go play?
Yeah, go play.
It's sounding pretty promising. What do you think there, Mr. Phillip? Do you reckon?
He sounds confident. Well, let's see how
right he is. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go crazy.
What beautiful fade out.
Unfortunate there. Good.
The lyrics you needed there, Trev, were go crazy. Oh, baby.
Now, that there is listening pleasure.
Boys, I'm sorry about
good
that.
Good try, Trev. But as you say in the biz, get out of here.
All righty, boys. I'll catch you later.
All right. See when I'm looking at you, you minx. Mr. Phillip, next track.
Alrighty, next track. This is number 2. Let's go, Jeremy. Play it. What the people need is a way to make them smile. It ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta get a message, get it all through. Love and mama got you and you out. Well, that's 6 seconds and maybe a little more.
Well, we've got to live up to the jingle name.
We absolutely do. And I think we've got a caller who knows it. Alrighty. Hello, caller number 2.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name?
My name's Neville.
Neville!
Hello, Neville.
Nervous Neville, tell us. What do you think is the next lyric of this song?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. It was a bit long. And
it was a bit long.
I called up when the song started, but I'm not so confident about my answer now, but I'll give it a go.
Shot in the dark, Neville.
Okay.
Your best.
I think the answer might be...
Jesus, Neville, you're a bit long on the bottom here. Speed things up.
Well, I didn't know I had a long bottom. Now I've lost my confidence.
I didn't realise you had any to begin with.
Oh, no, now I've lost it again.
When'd you leave it last, Neville?
I think I left it back in my youth.
In your ute? You driving a ute?
No, I'm out of the ute now.
Oh, I say, I was going to say, don't call into the show when you're driving. Okay. Make sure you pull over.
Well, here's what I think it is.
Yes.
I think the answer might be... music.
Oh, I see, Neville. That's not a bad one. Whoa, whoa. Listen to the music.
Okay, I will.
Alrighty, let's have a little listen right now.
Okay.
See if you're correct. Listen to the man that's loving you. Whoa-oh-oh.
Christ almighty. I've really cooked that one up.
You have tracked the kid out with the bath seat. As that
fable.
Very well-known saying goes.
Oh, well, I'll see you later then, boys.
Unlucky Neville. Perhaps try again another time.
Yeah, sorry about that. Good try.
Going on to call number three, perhaps?
Yes, let's play the song
first.
That's
a better idea.
You goose. Indeed. Yes, I reckon let's get the song out of the way. It makes it a lot easier for the callers. Sometimes they do call in ahead of the song.
That's true.
Which often leads to errors.
Yes, well, I don't think we've had a winner in this segment for that long.
I would say too long.
So perhaps, you know, they're all... I think it's a common problem.
Yes.
Premature calling.
Absolutely.
Really.
Amongst most men.
Yes, indeed.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
They call about after 30 seconds.
I know.
And it's just, you know.
You're not ready. It's all about...
anticlimax.
Absolutely it is.
They call up, get it wrong. Oh,
it's
no.
About the build-up. It's about the experience.
Exactly. It's the journey.
Exactly. And we're here to reward those that last longer when they're listening.
Yes. We want to reward them with this great payoff.
Absolutely, as a payoff.
It's this wonderful prize.
Yes, and you recall that we've got the Schofferhofer.
Schofferhofer, that's right.
That's right.
With the schnitzel.
It wasn't schnitzel. It was some Kewpie.
Oh, Kewpie.
I feel like we can't
you
use
put
this.
Put on your schnitzel.
It does sound like we've forgotten what happened mere seconds ago.
Oh, that's a regular recurrence
yes.
on this show.
No, it wasn't just, yes, but good remembering us.
Very good. Now.
Let's go.
Oh, yes, not calling number three. The song. No, here
song
it is.
Number three. Have
here's
a listen.
Our little 6-second snippet, which is 11 seconds.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Love is
what?
You can feel it in your fingers, feel it in your toes. Love is blood, maybe.
Love, yeah, absolutely.
I would hope there's blood in your fingers and toes.
Can you
have a bit of a sensation?
Can you feel jaundice?
Potentially. Maybe a bit of, what's that smoker's one? Gangrene.
Could be a bit of gangrene. You'd hate that.
A bit of frostbite, maybe, if you're up a mountain.
Absolutely. And sometimes when you've got pins and needles, you sit on your hand or your leg.
Oh, yes.
When
you've
feel
got
that
the stranger coming.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Coming round.
That's a strange feeling you can feel. And maybe love is that.
Maybe love is a bit of pins and needles.
Yes. And I think that's it. We should write a song.
I think there's... maybe we could fill it out with a bit of ChatGPT.
Yeah, make it.
And then, easy done. We've written get a bit of four chords in there.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
What chords would you like?
I would like to start on an E.
Yeah, maybe go to a G.
E, then G. Yeah, it's pretty rock. I'd like to go to a B minor.
A B minor?
I know.
Wow. What after B minor? Maybe an A.
An A major. Yeah, that is good. That gives you what is called the plagal cadence. You go from the fourth.
That's what happened in the in medieval history, didn't it?
Correct. Yes, they all went from the A major to the E major.
Yes.
Yes, and what a time it was.
Wonderful.
Yes. So, if anyone out there is listening and understands what the next line of the song is,
give us a call in.
Yes.
Also, if you want to write that song for us, give us a call in too.
Absolutely. You can send that by locked bag if you like.
Yes, to our P.O. Box.
That's it. Or if you'd like, you could record it, but make sure you send us the copyright.
Yes. And if you record it, it's got to be on a recorder.
Absolutely, yes. Which is, are you still got to sing the lyrics through the recorder?
Yes.
Yes.
But like a kazoo.
Like a kazoo. Exactly like a kazoo. In fact, a recorder and kazoo song would be awesome.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Oh.
That, I think we. This is it. Are we producers?
We are producers.
Move over, Pharrell.
Yeah,
and,
move.
And Dr. Dre.
And Mark Ronson.
Oh, get out of there.
Yeah.
Make way for Les and Phil.
That's it. We know what's up in the music industry.
We are EP extraordinaire.
That's it. E major, G major, B minor, A major. Bam.
That's it. Easy peasy, Japanese.
That's it. And we'll hit the Japanese market.
Oh, absolutely.
There is money to be made, yen to be made there.
Big yen.
Big yen. Sorry, listener.
Sorry, yes. What caller are we going to?
Well, we could go with caller... Well, how many have we got?
One, seven.
Seven, sure, all right.
Caller seven.
Get him on the line
lucky
then, Jeremy.
Lucky number seven.
Lucky number. It's always lucky number seven.
All righty. Hello, dear caller.
Yes, hello.
Oh, hello, dear caller. What's your name?
My name is... I'd rather not say.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your name is Get Some. you'd rather not... All right, you want to stay anonymous?
Yes, I'd like to stay anonymous.
Okay, that sounds like a wonderful plan.
Yes!
All righty. Well, thank you for joining us, Anonymous.
Thank you for having me.
What is your guess for the next lyric of this song?
I know what love is.
Oh, yes. What is it?
Love is a highway.
Oh, I see. So this is your pick. Love is a highway.
It goes, I feel it in my fingers.
Wow.
I feel it in my toes.
That is so on tune.
One, two, three. Love is a highway. I'm going to ride it all night long.
Oh, I love that.
I'm an up, mop, mop. If you're going my way.
Which way is that?
Going north.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Maybe up to Clyde or somewhere.
It could be up to Clyde.
Maybe north.
Clyde is north. It depends where you are, I suppose.
Yes. Everything's relative.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe Northcote.
Yes.
That's a bit northeast. Northwest, maybe.
Well, it depends where you're starting, doesn't it?
I suppose you're right, Anonymous.
Yes.
Let's... anyway, love is a highway. Maybe the M1.
It could be the M1. That's a good one. The Princess Highway. The A1, perhaps.
Yes.
Circumnavigate Australia.
What's the Monash?
The Monash, that is...
is that the M11?
That can be the M11.
M12, maybe.
No, not M12.
Oh. What about the Hume Highway?
Yeah, the Hume.
Oh, yeah. Good loosening there.
Yeah, sorry. It makes it easier when you say it with a bit of phlegm.
The Hume. It was built by a Jewish man, wasn't it?
It was, yes. It was by old Rabbi Hume.
Yes, he put a good bit of chutzpah in it.
He did, plenty of chutzpah. Yes, and good on him. He's a dedicated listener.
Yes, Shek Shemesh.
Yes, and L'chaim.
Very good.
Yes.
Mazel tov, my friend.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, we digress.
Yes.
The Hume Highway.
Yes.
Is a highway. Which highway is it? You want to ride the highway all night long?
Well, in my mind, yes. It is the Stuart. Straight up the guts.
Straight up the guts. Oh, I see.
That's love, baby.
Yes, that sounds... it's only a one-way highway there.
Yeah, baby.
Well,
love is unrequited.
Goodness me.
You feel it in your toes and your fingies.
Wowee. I am at a loss for words.
Yes, as am I a little bit.
Shall we play this?
I'm feeling...
Shall we play
it? I'm just feeling...
Let me just tee it up.
I feel raspy just listening to it.
I feel... it's a bit like fingernails on a chalkboard, but it's also like a car crash.
It is. Because
you want it to keep going.
Imagine.
And you can't stop watching and or / listening.
It's like when a car collides with a chalkboard.
Oh, yes.
Now, that is a noise.
Oh, wow.
That is awesome. I could listen to that for upwards of 10 minutes.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed. But downwards of 12.
Downwards of 12, yes.
11 minutes is prime time for cars in blackboards.
Yes, yes.
That's
perfect,
just me,
indeed.
Okay, have a listen, Anonymous. See how you go. Play that song, Jez. Jez?
Oh, I see what's happened. He hasn't turned the sound on.
Jez, you don't need to turn that up, matey.
He's playing it in Braille. Come on, Les. Jez. Les, you can come too.
Les and Jez. Off we go.
I feel it in my fingers, I feel it in my toes. Well, love is all you need.
Yes,
yes.
It's all you need. That's it. You don't need fingers. You don't need toes. You need love. And
love
that's
is all you need. And a ripping guitar solo.
Brilliant.
I'd say.
Ripping.
Love that.
What guitar was that on, Mr.
Phillip? I'd probably say it sounds like maybe a Les Paul Jr.
How many strings?
P90.
How many strings?
Oh, six. Absolutely.
Six strings. And what are those strings?
They're probably 9-gauge.
Yeah,
to
they would be
42. I think they sound very thin.
Yeah, they're quite thin.
Yes.
But that's what love is.
Well, yes.
Thin.
And it's, you know what it is?
Go on.
Fragile.
Yes.
You know?
Snaps in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
Yes.
You've got to protect it.
And if you're going too hard, if you're just going and going, it's going to break, baby.
Exactly. You've got to give it some love.
Exactly.
You've got to give love some love.
Try a little tenderness.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thanks.
And you've got to play it gently.
Boys, I'm still here!
Of course, Anonymous. I'm sorry about that, Anonymous.
Yeah!
You've not won the ham.
There's no ham!
You've not won the...
Frickin' Cupie!
Hoffendoff.
Schoffer-hoffer! I wanted some Schoffer-hoffer!
Well...
I want some Wiesbaden Schoffer-hoffer!
Wowee! Goodness, that's quite aggressive.
Well, I just want it! I need a brew!
Well, perhaps you'll have to get some when... it is October, after all.
Is it?
Well, I suppose, depending on when we release this, it might or might not be October.
I'd say likely November or December.
Much like... much like our directions,
yes.
Everything is relative.
Absolutely,
so if you're listening to it now, it might be October. If you're listening to it and it's after October,
yes.
Maybe then it's October.
You've look, the options are limitless.
Even when it's not October,
we may
it's October.
Don't you forget, we have time-stamped this. We have put ourselves in a moment of time.
We have.
And it's whenever...
And that moment of time is endless.
We must release this exclusively in October, then unrelease it.
Exactly.
Yes.
It'll limited time only.
It'll go episode 1, 2, and episode 3 will only exist for 1 month and then 4.
And it'll pop off.
Yes, it'll pop off.
It'll pop away and never come back.
Exactly.
Until it's October again.
Oh, yes, it's a seasonal.
Once a year.
Once a year for 12, a 12th of it.
Yes.
A 12th.
A 12th.
Is it a 12th?
How much of a percentage is that? Is
that
about 6.25?
Yeah, all right. See how you can go there, Mr. Phillip.
He's about 6.25, I think.
You know what? Here's the thing. I read the other day.
Oh, yes.
That...
What did I tell you about reading,
yes,
Les?
I get trapped with it. It's not good for me.
You've got to be careful how much you do it.
Here, listen to me.
It's a gateway drug.
It is a gateway drug.
Mm.
Now, we
next
associate...
Next you'll be doing bloody crosswords and,
oh,
and then you'll be onto Sudoku.
Oh, don't get me... I can't...
Goodness
I'm
gracious.
Intolerant.
First it starts with literacy.
Yes.
Then you go progress into numeracy. Dangerous stuff.
Then
mate.
What?
Dangerous stuff.
Well, then what?
Oh, but... calculus.
Oh,
a bit of arithmetic.
Oh, yes, that's it. Drummers. Anyway, let me tell you something.
Yes, tell me.
The other day...
You were reading.
I was reading that.
Very
that if you think about it, we have 12 months of the year, yes?
Well, I suppose if you're following the Gregorian calendar.
Which I follow it, I've liked and subscribed.
Ah, yes, I follow it religiously.
Really?
Yes.
You have taken it to the next level, Mr. Philip, but I appreciate it. Now, I've noticed that there's 12 months, and we associate colloquially a month as 4 weeks, roughly, would you say?
Yes, I'd say, give or take.
All right, I will. But if you think about, if we go 12 times 4, you get 48.
Yes.
And how many weeks are there?
48?
No, 52, mate.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant in that equation.
Oh, sorry, no, there's of the year.
Yes, 52.
We are missing, therefore, 4 weeks of the year. Can you work that out in your head?
So 4 weeks somehow split across 12 months.
Well, yes. If you say a month is 4 weeks, great.
Yes.
Then you go, how many months in a year? 12? 12 times 4? 48. We're missing 4 weeks of the year in days worth. So it's actually technically 13 months if you divide it perfectly into four.
Wowee.
Yes.
So there's a 13th month.
Yes, there
what
is.
What is that happening?
That's
Jeremy, sort that out.
All is well. Sorry, just Jeremy's sending a crash report.
Oh, yes.
It must be the car into the chalkboard
yes.
from before.
Perhaps it's on the Hume Highway.
Yes.
Let's cross over to
Jimmy the
Flying Fox.
Hey, hello, boys. It's pretty chaotic scenes down here at the Hume.
What's happening?
We've had a car hit into a blackboard.
Oh, my goodness
yes,
me.
Yes, it's disaster.
Wow.
Chalk everywhere.
What did it sound like?
It sounded like this.
That is hideous.
Yes, it's pretty bad. Whoa.
Thanks. I've forgotten your name. Jimmy. It's, Jimmy and the Flying Fox.
It's Jimmy and the Flying Fox. Flying Flocks. Flying Flocks. And I am vying for flocks. There's some sheep out here too. They're in the
Watch
way.
Watch out for those birds in the sky,
yeah,
Jimmy.
There's heaps of them.
Lots of traffic up there.
There are.
We'll get a traffic report from that later.
Oh, here comes a bloody pigeon.
I think he's gone.
I think he's gone.
Anyway,
where were we?
13 months.
Oh, yes, 13 months. Yep.
I'm thinking we should dedicate
a smarch or something.
We could call it smarch.
Dorgust.
Dorgust.
Yeah.
Why don't we call
it somewhere between December and August?
I like ember at the end. It feels quite fiery, kind of like you get into summer months. So should the 13th month.
October.
I reckon we should name it after us.
Les Flemba?
How about. Fezmba.
Filesmba. Filesmba.
Filesmba.
Filesmba.
Filesmba.
Ah, we stumbled Filesmba. Right
and
there.
That's month 13, which is when we released this episode.
And that is where we exist.
During Filesmba.
Filesmba.
Not to begin with Phyllis. Now, Phyllis is my auntie, and she is a lovely lady, but she does not deserve a month, Phyllis.
And goodness me, keep her away from chocolate.
Oh, she guzzles.
Absolutely.
Guzzles. Like a horse at a trough.
Yes.
Yes. Trough's a funny word, isn't it?
It is. Trough.
Can you use two sentences with troughs in it?
I would. Well, here's the thing. I would say if I was going to have to spell trough.
Yes.
I would say, well, T-R-O-F-F.
Yes.
But it's not.
It's not.
No. It's
T.
Spelled differently.
Would you like to do it one letter at a time?
Oh, sure. Sounds like a plan.
T.
T-R.
Well, hang on. Is it two T's or one?
It's two.
Two.
Two. T. The second one's somewhere else.
So we've got
we're spelling trough twice.
Yes.
We're using it twice in a sentence.
Absolutely. So it's
T-R-O-U-G-H.
And that's it.
And that is how you spell trough.
That's how you spell trough.
And we've used it twice. We've used trough twice in a sentence.
We have. Correct. Yep. And we've used...
Done and done. They say we're illiterate.
They say, who says we're illiterate?
Nobody. They're just a nobody.
Love a word to them.
Saying that.
Yes.
Yeah, and the haters.
Yeah, they are haters.
Well, you know what I say about haters?
Go on.
Well, the haters are going to hate.
Hate?
And
Hate.
Yes.
Well, I'd suggest if I was
and the players are going to play.
I would suggest to all of the players and haters to shake.
Yeah, shake it off, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Goodness me.
One more segment.
One more segment, I think.
This booster episode.
As you remember, this was a high intensity episode to begin with.
Absolutely,
I think the sugar rush is wearing off.
I've had too many. What?
Oh, too many V's.
V's can't keep me away from V's and mothers and Red Bulls.
Oh yes, that's what you have. You kind of pour them all in one.
I do.
A bit like a Jägermeister.
I make a exactly into a bit of a. I like to have one frozen and then I kind of defrost a little into a bit of a slurry.
Oh yes. Like a slushy.
A slushy, yes, not a slurry.
A V-slushy.
What's a slurry? A
slurry is what you put in a trough.
Yes, you do, don't you? How do you spell...
How do you spell slurry?
Yeah.
Are we going to spell it twice in a sentence?
Yes, I'd like to.
I'd say... See, if you were asking me how to spell it, and I'd say S-L-R-U-R-R-I-E.
S-L-R-U-R-I...
Just one R after the U. Sorry, my apologies.
S-L-U-R-R-I-E. I-E. Slurry.
Slurry.
It's like Marie.
Yeah. Yes. Like Marie Kondo.
Like Marie Kondo.
Sparks joy.
Oh, she does. Sometimes. Yes. For some.
For some.
For some.
For others, not as
not
much.
Not at all. We would easily...
unspark.
Unspark. Yes. Burn. last segment of the episode.
Last segment of the episode.
And
let's
here
cut
it is.
To it. Here's a little jingle.
Les and Phil, love online, DGF.
And there it was. this one.
This is.
Do we have a jingle for this segment?
Ooh, good point. No.
I would go surfing throughout.
No, I don't think we certainly don't. We just say it's ASMR.
We probably, you know what we've said, much like many of our promises on show.
Yes.
They probably was an empty promise.
Absolutely. An empty promise is still a promise, though. So
it's still a promise.
And
this
you can say we stick to our promises.
Well, that's true. A bit like how a predictable person is predictable.
Yes.
But an unpredictable person is predictable too.
Yeah, bang on.
You can predict that they'll be unpredictable.
And our promises, we guarantee, we promise we will not keep.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that is something we stand by.
That is a verified guarantee.
It's got a blue tick. Thanks, Elon.
Look what I've got here.
Okay.
I haven't got... No, we've got Les is off to the doctor again. Which
yes, we heard that earlier today.
You're quite right. We don't have a segment for food.
No. Well, why don't we just discuss it? We'll discuss it.
We will.
This segment you would have heard back in the old seasons.
Oh, yes.
And it was a...
Hold up. We do have a... Oh, yes. No. Phologies.
Sorry. Phologies, yes.
Phologies.
Yes. Amphologies.
Anthologies.
Yes, you name it. He's listing them right now.
Analogies.
A rhyming dictionary.
Anthropologies.
And all of the ologies.
Yep.
No, look, we have done this segment before. It's a very popular segment.
Indeed.
And it involves a bit of ASMR, which stands for... that's correct. And the S is Susan.
And the, what's after? M? A-S-M. Yes, M.
What's M?
That stands for mainstream.
Yes, and R is Raff.
So it's R, Susan, mainstream, Raff.
I think it might be roughness.
R, Susan, mainstream, Raff.
It's a kind of a question. And Susan is plural, obviously. We don't have an S on the end of that. Are Susan mainstream rough? And so what we do in this segment...
It's a bit of a realisation.
It is, it? Absolutely. Ah, Susan...
Mainstream
rough.
Rough.
In fact, her name is Susan Rough, and she's very straight down the middle.
Absolutely, to the point.
Yeah, she is, exactly. Ah, Susan mainstream rough.
Oh, she's everywhere. Good
yeah,
old
she
Sue.
Is. Hey, now, in this segment here, we like to ingest...
Yes.
As in a comedic fashion, ingest food.
Indeed.
We ingest.
We ingest very good, Les.
Thanks, Phil.
So we have a little a nibble on we fruit. A nibble. You might recall one time in past, I think we ate some apple pie.
It was an iced apple cake, if I recall.
Oh, that's right. And wrong sort of pastry.
We got hits and hits and hits in the street. They hated it.
Oh, they hated smack, it. With
smack,
passion.
Smack. Yes, but we're going to do something slightly harder.
Yes.
Something slightly...
Both in terms of difficulty level,
yes,
and texture.
Both. And this one is plant-based as well.
Oh, yes.
For the most part.
For the most part.
Yes. We'll give away some hints as we go, but...
we'll take turns.
Yeah. Why don't you get it out first, and then we'll go and get the food.
That's a good point. Here we go. Here it is.
Whoa.
Wowee.
Now, that
impressive.
Is not what I recall.
Yeah, that. It's a wonder what they're doing turkeys these days.
Yeah, it's very impressive. Wow, and it's Braille on it. What is that? Let me see.
Braille?
Yeah. Oh, that it says taxi.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone can have a ride.
But it'll cost you. It's not free.
No.
And you've got to book it in advance.
Yes, that's it.
13-10-60, my friend.
Yes.
Silver top service.
Yeah, well, you are quite the silver
it's
top.
It's quite silver. Exactly. That's why,
that's it.
Why it's a taxi.
Yes. You competed with the yellow cabs.
It's definitely a real taxi, not a fake taxi.
It's not this one that I'm aware of.
Somewhere else.
You did go to Turkey to get some...
I did.
Some enlargements.
Yes.
All right, let's have a go at this.
Lobes.
Yes, and they look fantastic.
Thank you.
They're nearly at the floor now.
Very dangly.
I've noticed with your earlobes, you've been like kind of standing. You've done. Tell me if I'm wrong. I may be misreading what you're doing here, but you kind of tilt your head to the left, and then you stand on your lobe, and then you just go plunk, 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 and you've been doing a couple of bass lines. From
yeah, that's right.
Was it Come Together the other day? Or doom, 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 doom,
doom. Yes, a bit of that, and that's a bit of. A little bit Bruno Mars.
Yeah, which one were you doing, Bruno? Was it
that one that goes, bow, 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 bow?
Ah, yes, downtown swing.
The downtown swing boogie.
Yeah, really good song.
I love that one.
Go on, get the thing.
Where is it?
It's on the seat.
Oh, I see. I probably should have turned around.
It is quite a big turn for you. All right.
No, I'm quite a girthy man.
This might be uncomfortable on everyone's ears, so let's get some out.
What brand have we got here?
Forests.
Forests. That's our first hint.
That's good.
Do you want first dib?
I'll have a... No, that's not a hint.
We'll do one each.
Here, why don't I take them out?
One handful?
And then we can stop the plastic rappelling.
Yes. Well, that's another hint, so it's Foresters, and it's in...
All right, well, I'll go first.
You got one? Oh, yeah.
Yours is just there, mate. I've already got yours out.
No, get some more. Here we go.
All right, shall I go first?
Look at that. There we go.
Shall I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Now, another thing for the listener to know is that a long time ago when we did this segment, the setup in our studio was very different and Jeremy knew what he was doing.
Yeah, oh, Jeremy. I mean, did he ever know what he was
doing?
Well,
he was better at it.
He felt more comfortable, let's say.
He did. And so this time in the studio, I can't adjust anything, so it'll all be in post. Whatever you're listening to, it's in post, baby.
Yeah,
now,
baby.
Wrap your ears around this.
Les, did you remember to put your dentures in?
I've totally forgotten to do that.
Oh, I see.
That's just straight on my gums.
That must be quite painful.
I'm not sure where the lisp is coming from, but anyway, did you hear that? It went very quickly. There's another hint.
It did go very quickly. Here we go. I'll do my one now.
Sure.
Good luck. Remembering that I have my premium canines in.
You do, yes. The canines and the K10s.
Yes.
All right, give them a woof. Off you go.
Well done.
That was that.
That was yummy.
Fantastic. Now,
not the best ones of these I've had. Now, I'll be blunt with you, Les. You brought subpar.
Now,
no, not subpar. That's fine. I bought them, that is the bare minimum that I would expect.
I'll tell you two things about these, which I don't want to give them away. But A. They're from Aldi, and not Audi. Don't get confused.
Oh, no, not premium.
These are from Aldi, brand. And they're cheap.
Mm.
There's a hint.
Continue.
Second one is...
Continue.
Oh, sorry. Second one is, I've noticed in my consumption of these that they seem to lack any flavor.
Oh, yeah.
But they do have a lot of...
Nodules.
Yes, and the sodium is quite high.
Goodness gracious me.
Yes, that's... Anyway.
2,120 kilojoules per serve. That seems like a lot. Isn't that a quarter of your daily intake?
Well, it depends how many you have.
Well, it's all relative, isn't it?
It's
goodness.
One. Yeah.
They're Moorish.
Yeah. Mm, that's the thing.
I know I said they're average, but they're Moorish.
They are Moorish.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And not Moorish is in the old word for Islamic people.
No, nor for where they put boats.
Mm.
Yes, where they moored them.
No, not seafarers.
No, no. And so when we say Moorish, you shouldn't be confused with boorish.
No, which don't be confused with boorish or Moorish.
No.
Or very loosely morald women and men.
Yes.
And people.
And people.
Who are just a bit whorish.
They are a bit whorish. And you shouldn't get confused there with Storish, which is kind of a small shop that doesn't quite sell enough. You know, it's like it's an inconvenience store. It's a bit, that's Storish.
Storish,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
And don't forget, you know, certainly not to be confused either with anything that's sort of considered part of the canon, but sort of isn't.
Mm.
So, you know, it's something, canon being not an actual canon on the
ship.
But canon as in this is a canonical event.
Yes.
You know, this is absolutely for sure part of this world.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's something that kind of is, kind of isn't. So
yes.
It's a little bit lore-ish.
It is a little lore-ish, yes. But also, you're not supposed to get confused with the little animals that hang around the boats.
Mm.
They're the moorfish.
Mm.
Now, that does get confusing because we would not be eating moorfish here.
Moorfish?
Moorfish.
Oh, I see. Ah, yes.
Yes.
Moorfish.
Yes.
Not to be confused with that character from The Matrix either. Morpheus.
Yes. No. And I would not... And while we're talking about Lawrence Fishburne...
Oh, yes.
Yes. I wouldn't want you to get confused with Lawrence
of Arabia.
Yes. Now he
different Lawrence.
Peter O'Toole. He's straight, very different Lawrence. But while we're talking about Lawrence,
yes,
we don't want you to get lost with the Italian village of Florence.
No, definitely
no.
Not.
No, no, that's a whole different place.
And don't get confused Florence
yes.
with Firenze.
No, very...
The centaur from Harry Potter.
Absolutely. That's the... And while we're talking about centaurs, dollarors too. They are... Or yenors. Any currency-based ore.
I see. Yes.
And
yenors, dollarors.
And ores are expensive depending on the ship, but we all know they've been moored and they're moorish.
Exactly. We just... The central point is we don't want you getting confused, dear listener.
Don't. I know. It's hard to kind of keep on track. But question for you is I want you to guess the health star rating.
Guess the health star rating.
Of our chosen...
So do they have to know what the food is?
I want you...
Is that secondary?
I want you to guess, Phil.
Oh, me?
Not the listener.
Well, let me tell you, I've been listening. There's some rumours, some rumblings, some... Chinese whispers. Where the hell did Chinese whispers come from?
From China, mate.
Let's just say whispers, hey?
Yeah, hey.
Some rumblings, some rumours, some innuendo.
Yes.
About the stars and the system. The
yes.
health star system.
Okay.
It's quite flawed.
Not flourish.
No, not flourish.
Mm.
But a bit boorish. Yeah, it's just a bit of a waste of time, isn't it? The star
it's
system.
So silly. Why do you start?
What are you comparing it against?
Moons.
Yeah, I know. What about solar systems?
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah.
There are so many stars out there.
No, too many.
Too many.
Eliminate at least three.
All right. Alpha Centauri. Gone.
Catch
the
you
sun.
Later.
Gone.
Oh, no, we need that one.
Oh, returned.
Maybe Sirius.
Yes, Sirius.
At your pop.
That's a hard word to say. Sirius.
Yeah.
Sirius.
I'm serious about it, mate.
Ah, get rid of it. Listener, it's going to listen.
Oh, yes. So what are we asking the listener
We're
to
asking
do?
Them to guess. What are we eating?
What are we eating?
How much did it cost me at Aldi?
Oh, yes.
And what's your favourite colour?
Wonderful. Sounds good.
Let's go to a caller. Let's see what they've got to say. You're online with Les, with Phil, with Jez, with our delicious comestible. Who are you?
Hello. My name is Guigi Mario.
Guigi?
Guigi Mario. I'm the lesser known third brother of the brothers Mario.
Guigi, now how good to have you online. How it's been a while since I've thought about you. How are you, Guigi?
I'm all right. It's been a bit of a tough time, you see.
I see.
You know, I didn't get into the plumbing trade like my brothers.
Where did you start?
Oh, no, I started in the carpentry.
Still an apprenticeship, though.
Yes, in my 23rd year of apprenticeship.
Well, you're a lot younger than your brothers.
Well, I found carpentry late in life.
I see. What did you do before then, Guigi Mario?
Well, I was an electrician.
Yes.
But it never really stuck.
I understand.
Just didn't quite spark.
There we go, well done.
That interest with me.
Good, there was served and it was smacked. Well done, that was a smash. Correct. Guigi Mario, what do you think we're eating?
Well, it's something from Aldi, yes?
That's right.
Okay.
Have a guess.
Well, maybe it could be something snacky.
Yes, it is snacky.
Let me picture. I'm going down the aisles.
Okay, which aisle are you in?
I'm in the first aisle.
Okay, so the meat.
The first one I've just gone in.
Yes.
Yes, you've got your meat on the left, and you've got your fruit and veggies on the right.
Ah, so you're walking backwards. That's
yes,
very
cool.
Yes,
you go straight down.
Yes.
Well, it depends which Aldi you're in, okay? It's all relative.
I know it's relative.
Every Aldi has a different layout.
Sure, okay.
So my Aldi's different to your Aldi.
I'm picking up on that, yes.
Yes.
Go on, Guigi. Keep it going.
Okay. Meat on the left.
Yes.
Not snack.
No.
That's food you eat.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, food on the right.
Yes.
Veggies, fruit.
Yes.
Potentially.
Yes.
But not quite the crunch.
The crunch is a big part, isn't it?
And also fruit, not boorish.
No.
I mean, again, it's only subjective for me.
Yes,
but
of course.
But you have a piece of fruit that you go, this is fine. You might have one or two, and that's good.
Yes.
But, you know, you might have just one a day, and you keep the doctor away.
Absolutely.
Fine.
Keep away. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's expensive.
Well, exactly.
Yes.
Sorry. Too much money. The cost of living crisis everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And continue, Guigi.
So you keep walking down there. You've got what have you got? The refrigerator section on the left.
Yes.
And then on the right. Okay, you're getting into a little bit of snack territory.
Yes, you've
got your nuts.
Yes, and there's...
You've got your bolts.
That's it.
You've got your biscuits.
Yes, and there's your deck chairs and your hedge trimmers.
Well, that's in the middle aisle,
you
see.
We're not there yet.
We've got your muesli bars.
Now we're talking.
You've got your Cracker Jacks.
Oh, yes.
You've got your Rice Krispies.
Yes.
Oh, I think that's it. I think it's the Rice
Krispies. Rice Krispies.
You know, the little ones, you put the peanut butter on them.
Oh, yes.
Or you might put the Vegemite.
Yes.
Or you might put, maybe Nutella.
Do they have Vegemite in where you're from?
Well, I'm just from Dramana,
I see, yes.
Yes, I've got a couple of investment properties down there.
Fantastic.
Me and my brothers, that's what we do.
It must be quite a commute.
Well, you know.
Anywhere.
They use, what they have this wonderful plumbing system.
Yes.
They use green pipes.
Yes.
They're so eco-friendly.
Oh, fantastic.
But what they do is they travel through the pipes.
Yes.
Instant arrival, instant departure.
And
beautiful.
Do they come back with a couple of coins they found scattered around?
Yeah, well, that's how we got the money to afford
fantastic.
These properties.
Yeah, you are brilliant.
Wonderful developers. The Mario Brothers, look us up.
I will look you up, Guigi. Now, mate.
Little Rice Krispie cakes.
You said Rice
Krispies. That's my idea.
Let me just check.
I would say you probably spend maybe $2.99 on them.
Is that AUD?
Yes, AUD, of course.
Okay, and...
Draman is not that far away to be using yen or the lira or something like
the
that.
The lira? What's your favourite colour?
My, My favorite color, yes. Sorry, excuse me.
That's okay.
Well, my brother's favorite color, he's got a red.
Yes.
And my other brother, he's got a green.
Yes.
My favorite color.
Go on.
Is a blue.
Oh,
a
blue.
Yes.
Now, what type of blue?
Like a really sort of light baby blue.
Or like a sky blue?
Yes, a sky blue. Yes. Perfect.
Well, oh. Guiji.
Yes.
Here's your response.
Oh, okay.
I'll talk on behalf
is
of the team.
Is it my response?
Here's my response for you. Oh, therefore, I see. You okay. may take this response.
I will take it to the bank.
No, you're
with
wrong.
With my shoffer hoffer.
You are wrong.
Oh, what?
Yes. Yes.
Let me try that again.
Yeah, off you go. Would you like me to try it for you?
Perfect, we'll cut that in post.
No, leave it.
Are you Mario?
Hello, it's a me.
Mario, wonderful. You called through too?
I got through the line.
What number were you?
I was caller number 62.
Caller number 62. Hey, Les, who's on caller number 63?
Oh, let's put him through. So here it is. Who's it?
Hello, this is Luigi.
Luigi, I think you don't know who you are, Luigi.
I'm Luigi.
Hey,
who am I talking to?
You're talking to your brother Mario.
Mario, I haven't seen you so long.
And Guiji's here too.
Hey, hello, it's Guiji.
Hey, Guiji.
I know you guys don't like me as much, but I am here.
Oh, look who else is here. Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Nuiji.
Nuiji.
It's Nuiji, brother number 3, 4.
Are you part of our brothers?
No, I'm a different brother.
Or are you Wario's brother?
Ah, Wario.
Oh, okay.
I'm here too.
Oh, wow.
And
Mario, what's your favorite color?
Mario's color is aubergine.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Kind of purple.
Kind of purple. Also, eggplant.
I love eggplant.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Okay, boys. We've taken the show.
We've taken over. But I lost.
Oh, what?
I said Rice Krispie Cakes.
You idiot! You
Mario,
said Rice
what
crisp.
Were you saying?
They're flippin' soy crisps, mate.
Soy crisp?
Soy crisp.
Forrester's soy crisp.
They're $2.70.
Standard or premium?
Oh, they're premium, buddy.
Oh, well, they might be premium in everything but name.
Oh, and flavor. Oh, you should have said soy crisp, you stupid brother.
Oh, no. Sorry, Mario. You're always the smartest one.
Hey, Luigi!
Yes!
Let's get rid of Guiji!
Let's take him out and let's call our friend Bowser! Wow! Hello, Bowser! Can you take care of Guiji for us? If you know what I mean, wig wig nudge nudge! Wowie, okay. I'm going to assume that was an affirmative.
It sounded right, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Ta-ta,
hey, bye-bye, boy. I'll chat to you on the phone, eh?
Hey, catch you later, Mario.
I'll see you later, Luigi.
I'll see you in Peach on the weekend, okay?
Yeah, okay. Where are we hanging out?
We got to go down to the park.
Which park?
You know, just one down in Eltham.
Oh, I love Eltham.
The picnic park.
Yeah, fantastic. We'll go there, have some barbecue maybe.
Yeah, maybe some mushrooms.
Some goomba.
Suck on that toad.
Yeah, you piece of shit. Okay, see you later. Arrivederci. Arrivederci. Arrivederci.
Okay, so well, I lost.
It's a me, Luigi, still.
Luigi. I thought I might be speaking with Les and Phil.
No,
now.
No, it's Luigi still.
Oh, Luigi.
Hey, I'll see you, Guiji.
Oh, the lesser-known brothers.
Yes.
Oh. Back together again.
Yes, back to a carpentry. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yes. Good luck on that cabinet.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good luck on the kitchen renovations.
Thank you.
Okay, see you, Luigi. Guiji.
Okay. Au revoir.
Oh, so au revoir. A bientôt.
Wow.
Wow. Shit.
It's been a while since we've been commandeered.
It's a me, Squeegee.
Squeegee. Go back to the kitchen sink.
Got rid of him. There we go. Great. Well, that was a bit wild. It was a soy crisp, actually.
It was a premium soy crisp.
Yes.
Forrester's premium soy crisp.
Yes.
And what was it valued at?
It was valued at $2.70 Australian.
$2.70 you won't get back.
You won't get back and you won't get better.
Unless it... unless you could have done a tax refund.
Actually,
which we will, because it was used for business.
Oh, fantastic.
Purposes.
Let me just quickly read on the back here. I'll tell you what it says. If you are unhappy with this product, suck shit.
Howie. That sounds about right.
That's pretty full on from Foresters.
Yeah, settle down there.
Well, a delicious snack made from soybeans.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Made for soybeans, more like.
Oh, yeah. Soya crispy beans.
Yeah, soya later, mate.
Yeah, catch you later, alligator.
Yeah. Hey.
That's all. That's all for today, folks.
All the folks, there's a bumper episode. You,
this is a big episode. It's now 2:15.
It is 2:15.
And wherever you're listening to it,
exactly.
I don't care what time it is, it's 2:15.
Exactly.
It's not even 2:15, but it's 2:15.
It could be AM, could be PM. You never know. It's been a long episode. Knows. Hey, you look after yourself this week, my friend.
You look after yourself, Les.
Fine.
Okay, wow.
Whatever.
Don't be aggressive. Don't tell me what to do.
I hope you... I hope that you have a bit more success this week.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, I have checked in. Those pilot ads finally broke me down.
Yes. Yes. I hope it just goes well.
Here we go. Fingers crossed. Fingers toes crossed.
And
but legs not crossed.
No. Fingers and toes are crossed like love. I see you later, Durian.
Catch you later.
DTF live on.